on FM and DAB across Medway.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
David Cameron is resigning as Prime Minister after the UK voted to leave the European Union. Nicola's got reaction on what's been an historic day so far.
I love this country and I feel honoured to have served it. And I will do everything I can in future to help this great country succeed.
The Prime Minister made that announcement just after 8 this morning, once all the votes in the referendum had been counted, but said he won't be going straight away.
There is no need for a precise timetable today, but in my view, we should aim to have a new Prime Minister in place by the start of the Conservative Party conference in October.
Despite supporting the Out campaign, Thanet South's Craig McKinley is sorry to see him go.
I'm very saddened about this decision because he's been a great Prime Minister. He really is a great Prime Minister. We've turned the economy around. It's getting better. We're delivering on our manifesto pledges.
Overall, the Brexit vote passed the winning post with a lead of more than a million votes, a share of almost 52%. UKIP leader Nigel Farage has described it as a victory for ordinary and decent people.
I'm proud of everybody that had the courage in the face of all the threats, everything they were told, they had the guts to stand up and do the right thing.
Here in Kent, Tunbridge Wells was the only place that voted to remain in the EU. The turnout was pretty high too, at an average of 76% across the county. Alex from Poland has lived in Maidstone for 11 years and is worried about the future.
Obviously, Polish society, huge of us, we are afraid we will have to leave. I know the EU is not perfect, but it's always better to stick together, you know. We against Russia and all the world, you know, the rest of the world.
The result of the referendum has had a huge impact on the markets. More than £120 billion was wiped off the value of UK's top 100 companies shortly after the London stock market opened. Mark Carney is the governor of the Bank of England.
The Chancellor and I have remained in close contact, including through the night and this morning. To be clear, the Bank of England will not hesitate to take additional measures as required as markets adjust and as the UK economy moves forward.
You can see a breakdown of results from where you live in Kent and hear more reaction to the referendum and David Cameron's resignation at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
A man's been arrested after a large amount of cash was reportedly stolen from a temple in Gravesend. It's said to have happened between midnight and 2 this morning at the Gurdwara on Saddington Street. A 26-year-old's in custody after being detained in Horling. Two other suspects are also being hunted. A man charged over the deaths of two people in Canterbury could enter a plea in court later. 40-year-old Natasha Ellis Sadler and Simon Goretsky, who was 47, died after suffering knife wounds at a house in the city in March. 53-year-old Foster Christian, who's accused of murder, is due at Maidstone Crown Court.
KMFM News.
Three people have been treated by paramedics following a fire at a care home in Lydd. Crews are called after the blaze broke out in the basement of the building on the High Street just after midnight. Businesses from across Kent have been honoured at the annual Keeber Awards. 17-year-old Ben Towers from Medway was named Young Entrepreneur of the Year, whilst Folkestone-based Sleeping Giant Media picked up two prizes. Auctioneer Clive Empson, who features on shows like Homes Under the Hammer, got the Outstanding Contribution Award.
I think it's an accolade to all the people that have helped, because it's never one person. You've got to have the team behind you and you've got to have the family behind you. And I have to say, with the charity work, I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Details of all the winners and a video from the night are at kentonline.co.uk. And Stevie Wonder will pay tribute to Prince at this weekend's BET Awards. Alicia Keys, Jennifer Hudson and Usher are all performing at the event in Los Angeles on Sunday. Stevie also honoured the late singer alongside Madonna at the Billboard Music Awards last month.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Andy Murray will begin his Wimbledon campaign against another British player, Liam Brody. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Josh.
Well, Murray is in the same half of the draw as Stan Wawrinka. Defending champion Novak Djokovic has British opposition first up on centre court on Monday in James Ward. Football and goalkeeper Stuart Nelson has signed a new two-year deal, keeping him at Gillingham. That's despite being linked to a move to Southend earlier this week. The 34-year-old's been at the club since 2012. A Team GB spot at the Rio Olympics is at stake for track and field athletes in Birmingham over the next 3 days. The British Championships also double up as trials. It's just over a month until the games begin in Brazil. And in cricket, Kent are back in T20 Blast action tonight. They're taking on Middlesex in Canterbury from 7 after drawing with Glamorgan in the County Championship earlier this week.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.
For me, it has to be those long, lazy days of summer when the barbecue's out and everyone's chilling in the garden. Tasty chicken wings are smothered in barbecue sauce before being gently turned on the barbie. Even Dad looks relaxed cooking them, served with easy rice and salad. They don't disappear slowly, though. Before you know it, the plates are empty and the kids are busy licking the deliciously sticky sauce off their fingers. Oh, yum. And the barbecue sauce, to add a little magic, it has to be Heinz.
Kent weather.
For all year-round garden perfection, artificial grass is the answer. Go to Carpet Sales Centre, Strood.
Dry with sunny spells today, highs of 22. Sunshine and showers tomorrow, dry and bright on Sunday. Highs over the weekend of 22.
£1,000 Friday. How would you...